Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're in the Lord's house today here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention. We've been in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 for the last few weeks concerning the proper attitude when coming to the house of God and the heart that should be with us, more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. And in this same passage, I want to draw your attention to verse 12. Which is a blessing to God's people. And I want to share this with you this morning. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much. You know, God has allowed us in this world to have a sense of purpose. Work brings a sense of purpose. As a matter of fact, before the fall, God had deigned that Adam should work. Work is not a result of the fall. It precedes the fall. Labor is a good thing. Labor gives us a sense of understanding and purpose about what's required to live in this particular world. And what is the reward of labor? Now, one of the things I want to say is that please do not take your reward up during church today, all right, of sleep. Save that for this afternoon, all right? I'll try to keep you awake through at least moving around a little bit. Some of you have a tendency to and start doing the nod thing, you know. I thought you were agreeing with me, then I found out you were going to sleep. But, you know, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, and that's the key, laboring man. And my thoughts went to this, you know, how are we laboring? Are we laboring for the Lord? Is the jobs that we take up with a sense of understanding that this is for the Lord? Whatsoever therefore ye do, do all unto the glory of God. Everything that we do, you pick up a pipe wrench to go fix the sink, or you have to go take out the trash, or you mow the lawn. Those seem like mundane jobs, but the Bible says that we are to labor as unto the Lord. We're to bring Him glory. Who gave you the hand to be able to do that? Who gave you the strength? Who gave you the mind? These are all things. And one of the rewards that He gives to the laboring individual is what? Sleep. Sleep. Rest for the body. You know, one of the wonderful things, the comparison is made concerning rest for the Christian. That when we arrive at heaven's gates, we are going to receive the rest that God has promised to us all. I'm so thankful that God looks after even our sleep. Amen? Those are requirements. You try to work for several days without sleeping. You will become catatonic. You will not be productive. You will make mistakes. You will be a danger on the highway without sleep. It's something that is needed for each and every one. And God rewards the laboring person with sleep. And the writer here calls it sweet. It's something that's precious. I want you to thank the Lord today for the rest that He is able to provide. For the strength that He gives, also the sleep that He gives to the laboring ones, because that is a blessing from God to each and every one of us. And I want to encourage you to be thankful even for the mundane things that seem, you know, we pillow our head at night, we don't even think about the fact of what we're doing. The cycle that our body goes into, the rapid eye movement and the cycle of sleep and rest that we need, that's a gift of God. And we need to be thankful for that. And so I want to encourage you today to be thankful for the mundane things that God provides to His people, because it's very necessary for all of us to get the strength and rest that we need, and it's God's gift to the laboring individual.